We have a wonderful blessing today. We have two Holy Fathers visiting, Father Bishoy from St. Anthony Monastery, and he's also the founder of CYC Channel, and Abuna is going to bless us with the English sermon right now, and also Abuna Isaac Mansour from Howell, New Jersey, and he's going to bless us also with the Arabic sermon. So we will get their blessing today, and we welcome the group visiting from Howell, New Jersey.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today's Gospel, according to St. Luke, Jesus was telling us about the vineyard that he left for his servant to take care of, but they didn't accept that, and they weren't very honest in the serving. He was talking about the period in the Old Testament before Christ that God sent for the Jewish many prophets according to the Bible. They killed some and they treated badly others, and at the end he sent his only son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to save them, and also they killed him. The same situation happening now in our life. God always sending for us messages every day, every time. Sending us messages to tell us to change, to be very good, very good people under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit. So God always send you messages into your hearts through the Bible, through a preaching, through your spiritual father, through your servant. But do you accept? Do you agree? Do you listen? Sometimes we are stubborn and we don't listen. Sometimes we are busy in our work, in our business, so we don't listen carefully to his messages and to our hearts. I remember that I was after I became a monk, it was just a year or two, and I decided to be a hermit. And I never asked if this is a call from God or not. I just, my spiritual father wasn't there, so I went into solitude, and I kept myself into my room for months, working very hard, eat nothing, just a little, and drink drops of water every day, because I was eager to be a saint or like saints. And what happened that after 3 months, one of the old fathers came to my cell and kept knocking and knocking, and I didn't want to open my cell because I want to keep my silence. Then at the end I opened, and he said to me, "My son, this is not your call yet. You will be in solitude, but not now. Saint Anthony appeared to me three times now, and he told me to come to you and say, he's saying to you, come out of your cell. It's very important to hear and listen to his message." I was stubborn in a way. So I said, why he didn't appear to me? Why he went appear to you? Doesn't he know myself? He said, no, my son, we don't say that to the saints. You know, God is sending you a message and you have to obey. I said, but I like this life. I like it so much, so I will stay. He said, you can't do that. You have to obey. I said, okay, Abuna, let us pray 3 days and fast for 3 days. And after 3 days, I want God to give me, myself, a very clear sign to leave myself. Otherwise, I'll not leave it, okay? Not to me, not to you. Let God speak to me directly. Give me a very clear sign. He said, okay, my son, but are you going to bear the consequences? I said, of course. Anything from God, it will be okay. I like it. He said, okay. After 3 days, God gave me a very clear sign to leave my cell. The cell fell down on top of my head. And they hardly saved me. And while they are putting me into the ambulance, Abuna came and said, was it a clear sign? So, God always telling you many things, many messages, but you have to listen. Every day and every time he comes to you and give you messages and give you an instruction to go directly to heaven. But because we are very, very busy, most of the time we don't listen to his voice. And this is our problem. And I was hearing this part of the Bible, just saying that all of them, they killed his son. They treated badly his prophets. There were nobody to stop them. There were nobody to say, no, this is wrong. Sometimes if we decide together about something, we think it's right, and all of us together going to that path, even if it is not right. Because of that, the Holy Spirit always telling you what is right and what is wrong. And here in our very, very spiritual church, Orthodox, Coptic Orthodox Church, thank God that we have spiritual fathers, those who can guide us to the right path if we don't know the right way. I remember that I went to one of the churches to pray there, and I was just in Lower Egypt. When I went to the church to pray the first mass in the church, the servants, girls, came to me and said, Abuna, there is a very bad girl in the church here, and you have to kick her out of the church quickly. I said, kick her out of the church? What do you mean? We love people to come to the church. They said, Abuna, she is evil. You have to cast her out of the church. She's not good. I said, why? They said, look, it's an order from bishop and from the priests, and they are doing that with her because if you leave her, she will pick one of the boys and she will take him out of the church and he might commit adultery with her. So you have to stop her and cast her out of the church now before anybody comes, and his blood will be asked from your hands. So I was in a corner. What to do? I can't cast anybody out of the church. And in the meantime, I don't want anybody to go with her. So I was praying, and we were in the morning prayer. I was with the Shoria going in the church, and I was very upset, thinking about the sins, like Saint Macarius, the one who covered the sin, and Saint Abuna Bishui Kamel, the one who was treating the sinful people in a very good manner. So I was thinking about that, and I was very upset that in my life I'm going to cast somebody out of the church. But when I reached her, And she was very clear. She forgot to wear most of the dresses. I went to her and said, would you like to take the communion? She looked at me aggressively and said, who is the idiot guy who will give me a communion? I said, do you think there are any idiot guy in this church except me? I am the one who will give you the communion. She said, are you new here or what? I said, yes. She said, yeah, because you don't understand anything. They don't give me a communion. They cast me out of the church. I said, yes, I hear so, but I couldn't. When I came to you, I couldn't kick you out of the church. So please take the communion. She said, if you give me the communion, they will kick you out of the church. I said, no problem. No problem. I am a monk. I have one bag. I will go back to my monastery, and I will thank you that you made a very good thing for me. She said, why you disgrace yourself for my sake? I said, I'm not the one who is disgracing myself for your sake. This is the one, Jesus Christ. They are not going to nail me or beat me or crucify me. He is the one who did that for you. He loved you so much. She said, Abuna, it's big words. I can't understand it, so I will leave quietly. I said, why, my daughter? It's your chance to take the communion. She said, your daughter? Do you accept that I be your daughter? I said, actually, you are not my daughter. You are my mistress. I have to bow down and wash your feet when you come to the church. I'm a servant here. She said, Abuna, please let me go. I said, please stay. She said, you know, if I stay and take the communion, I will just stay to tease those who are inside. I said, okay, go ahead, take their blessings. And she went into the room of the beside the sanctuary, and all the girls went to the other side because they couldn't touch her. She was an evil, and she was alone. In the middle of the mass, she asked me and said, Abuna, are you the worst priest I ever met in my life? I said, yes, of course. She said, are you waiting for the church to be full? Then you will cast me out of the church in front of the whole people? I said, you know, I am the worst priest, yes. But to cast you out of the church, I couldn't from the beginning. So I couldn't kick you out of the church. So, my daughter, this is from the devil. Just pray and take the communion. She said, are you going to give me a communion while I'm like that? I said, what like that? She said, I'm almost naked. Can't you see? I said, yes, I can see. But Jesus' eyes always looking directly like laser. To the heart. He will not see your clothes. He will not see your pocket. He will not see your money. He will not see anything, just your heart. And when Jesus Christ, our Lord, will come and dwell into your heart, you will cover yourself. You will know what you dress, and you will know what to do and what to say and everything. Just let him in. That's all. Pray. She said, I can't take the communion while I'm like that. I said, okay, cover your head with a scarf. She said, what about my back and my chest? I said, another two scarves. She said, what about my arms and my legs? I said, surrounded with a scarf everywhere. She said, am I going to be in a coffin or what? I said, almost. But would you like to take one of my galabia? She said, I don't wear black. I said, I don't have any other colors. I'm sorry. So then I asked her, your house is very close to here? She said, yes. I said, go and wear something better than that. She went and came back while when I went to give her the communion. She went back with her head and said, Abuna, I'm a very bad girl. You don't know me. I'm the worst girl in the world. I can't take the communion. I'm evil. I'm very bad. I'm very sinful. I said, believe me, this body of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sinful people, for the bad people, not for righteous. So just take Christ into your heart, and he will change everything. You will be okay. You will be fine. She said, can I sit with you after the liturgy? I sat with her, and believe me, my friends, I never met repentance like her repentance. She was great, and she told everything, and she was crying and crying in tears before the Lord that of what she had done against him. And actually, I found that her miserable life, we are the cause of all that, because I think that her father converted to Islam, and her mother got married to another man. So they sent her to one of the families, relative families, and he raped her many times and gave her hard time. And when she went to the church to talk about, nobody accepted her talk. So she became rebellion and against the church, about the against the community, about and against everything. And we are the cause of all that. And at the end, we kick her out of the church. So my friend, I'm talking about, yes, our Lord Jesus Christ will come at the end of the days to judge us, each one of us. And he will see what we have done in our lives. Are you really concentrating on heaven and waiting for him not to destroy us, but to take us to heaven? Are you really waiting for him to take you very easily to be with him into his arms? Are you really in your heart waiting for him to come and dwell in you and prepare you for heaven? This is the most important thing. You can get a lot of money in this world. You can have a very nice work. You can have a very nice car and home and many things. But you need Christ, and you need to think about the heavens, and you need to think and concentrate to the direction to the heaven every day and every night. Every day and every night, you have to remind yourself about heaven and how you go to heaven, because it's very important to be in the heaven at the end. I remember that two boys in Australia, two young boys, just only 7 years, they were twins, and their dads, their parents told me to ask me to pray with them. And I astonished of their prayers. They were twins, so they were praying together to God. So one of them said, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the day. It was a very nice day, actually. And the other one, yes, we were playing very, very good games today. Thank you for the games. It was not normal. But there was a part in the prayer which is very strange. One of them said, Lord Jesus Christ, you know that we are going to sleep now. If you want to take us to heaven, we are ready and will be happy to be with you at any time. And the other boy said, but take care of mom and dad, please. And then they continued their prayers. They said, if you will not take us, take care of us while we're sleeping and sweet dreams and so on. In the morning, I prayed with them. They were praying the same prayers. And they said, if you want to take us today while we are in the school, we are happy to be with you in heaven at any time. We are ready for you. We love you, Jesus Christ. Take us. And the other boy said, but not in the break. In the class, yes. So they were, I couldn't believe that how two boys, 7 years old, thinking about to go to heaven day and night and praying for that. How many of you just thinking like that? Sometimes we forget about heaven days and days and weeks, and we forget completely. So all what I'm asking you, my friends, just think about God, about Jesus Christ, about heaven, because he's waiting for you. He loves you so much. May the Lord God bless us all forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed are they.